folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I've been listening to a couple of boos from friends of mine on a similar theme, really, sort of about dieting and fitness and dieting regimes and fitness regimes. And the first one I listened to was by Clive Walker, who hasn't done a boo for a while, but I follow Clive. He's a friend of mine through Twitter, and I also... Another one by Dean Reed, who's recently recorded a boo about his fitness regime. And both of them are getting fit for various reasons. And I'll put the links to their boos in the description of my own boo. Fitness is something I've always think about. I've always been relatively fit. I do a lot of walking, and that keeps me reasonably fit. But look, over the past year or so, I've done less walking. A lot less than I wanted to. I've taken on a more physical job, and I assumed that would keep my fitness levels at a reasonable level, but it hasn't. I'm using a totally different kind of muscle groups. It's a different kind of exercise, if you like. And what I find that keeps me fitter is when I'm doing something that burns calories at a steady pace. Clive was talking about using apps, an app called MyFitnessPal, and using that app to monitor his food intake and his calorie intake and expenditure, and linking that app with other apps that monitor his distance. So when he's cycling, for example, that would monitor his distance and his calories burnt, and then linking those apps together to get a good set of results, and so keeping a good track, basically, of his, you know, calorie intake and expenditure. And that's what it's all about with weight loss. Clive was talking more about weight loss, and as well as general fitness, but weight loss mainly. And I know that the simple solution to weight loss is to burn more calories than you take in. There's a lot of science around weight loss. I used to be a nutritionist when I worked in a health farm many years ago. And one thing that hasn't changed is that the basic premise is to expend more calories than you take in. And that way you will maintain your weight or lose your weight. On top of that, exercise, of course. But it sort of goes hand in hand. If you're going to eat 2,000 calories in a day, you have to do something physical to expend more 2,000 or more calories a day. And with all the fads that go round over the years, the dieting fads, I think that if we keep that in mind, that it's quite a simple calculation to burn more calories than we consume. That way we'll lose weight or maintain a weight. Now, fitness, of course, on top of that, is by exercise. Any kind of exercise, really. I mean, even walking for 10 minutes a day at a steady, brisk pace will help exercise, will help keep you fit. Dean is planning a walk, and he's getting back into some kind of fitness for that walk, doing the Hadrian's Path walk, I think he said, with all one word here on Audio Boo. So I look forward to following that with glee, you two, and with interest. I'm also planning a walk myself coming up, but I'll give more details of that soon. I'm planning a brand new walk that's never been walked before. And I should give some details on this. It's a new path that's being created, and hoping to do that in April. My own take on fitness lately has been, as I said, that I've lost a certain fitness. I've gained weight, not vast amounts. I'm not overly overweight or anything like that. But I know myself that I'm not at my best. And as we get older, it becomes more difficult. Metabolism slows down. Other things get in the way of doing the exercise that we need to do. And I've never been one for exercise. I've never been one, for example, to use a gym or a treadmill or go to a specific place just to work out. I find it intensely boring. That's one of the main reasons. It can be satisfying. Like I say, many years ago, I worked at a health centre. It was primarily a bodybuilding centre. And I enjoyed it. Enjoyed working there. Enjoyed using the weights. I enjoyed using the treadmills, But that was because I was working then, and it's different when you're being paid as opposed to paying. And as we know, going to a health club these days or a gym is quite an expensive prospect. You know, it's 40, £50 a month. And, you know, and you've got to be dedicated. And I don't have that kind of willpower or that dedication for that. So I need to go walking again and cycling. They're my two favourite sort of pastimes. I enjoy walking and I enjoy cycling in that order. So I'm going to take a leaf out of Clive's book, Clive Walker, and I've downloaded My Fitness Pal. And I'm just looking at another app at the moment, either Endomondo or is it Strava or Strata? Strava. I'm looking at these other apps and just to see which is going to work best for me. I find fitness apps themselves quite difficult because they require quite a bit of input. As simple as the UIs can be, as simple as putting that data in can be, you still have to put that data in. You have to scan your foods, you have to tell it how much you're eating, you have to tell it how much exercise you're doing, and it does all the calculations for you, but you still have to put all this data in. And I find that a little bit off-putting. But I'm going to try and persevere. I'm going to, do what Clive's doing and attempt that process. Dean himself uses apps at the moment to monitor his distances, and so he keeps a record of his distances and what he's doing. And I think it's a good idea. I used to use social hiking, social hiking shareyouradventure.com a lot for that purpose, but I don't use it so much for that anymore. I'm trying to find different apps for specific purposes. So I'm going to download these apps. I'm going to play around with them. I'm going to try and find a way of monitoring my calorie intake first of all. And then I'm going to start walking a little bit more. My plan is, now the mornings are getting lighter here in the UK, is to get up earlier, go for a walk for an hour before work. I've been trying to do this for a while, and the problem is my work is, like I say, it's quite physical, so it is quite tiring. Although it isn't, like I say, it's not getting me any fitter, so some effort's going to be required on my part here. The reason simply is because I like myself when I'm in a better shape. I like myself when I'm fitter. Everything feels better. My brain works better. I can think more clearly. And it's not just about the physical aspect, it is about the mental aspect too. Walking, I can seem to do regardless of my fitness. I always seem to be walking fit. Not so much always cycling fit, or, going on my bike and having a bike ride for an hour is not a problem. But actually, pressing those pedals a little bit harder to make it actually more of a workout is more of a struggle as the longer I leave it, and I think that's true with any exercise or anything that we do. So it won't take me long to get back into a system. It won't take me long to get back to a fitness level. I'm quite lucky that way because I'm often fit in the sense that I'm often to a reasonable peak level of fitness. It doesn't take long to get back to it. Your body doesn't seem to lose that sort of plateau that you've reached before, and they're not too easy to, sorry, not too difficult to attain again, to reach again those plateaus of fitness. So that's what I'm going to try and do. I'm going to start using a couple of apps. Thank you, Clive, for the recommendation of MyFitnessPal. That looks very interesting. I think I'm going to try and use something like Endomondo because it has a multiple ways of exercising built in and tracking. I'll see how that one goes first. I'm not too concerned about accuracy here. I've read a lot of reviews on apps about their accuracy. You know, it doesn't tell you exactly how many calories or the exact distance to the nearest meter that you've actually walked, run, or cycled, for example. But that's not of interest to me. I need a general idea. And only by keeping track of what I'm doing will it give me any kind of idea of how it's working, of whether or not my plan will work. Do I need these apps? No, not really, because I've done it so many times without them. But I like my apps, and I'm going to try and use those. So that's my take on fitness and dieting. When it comes to dieting itself, this is a food I eat, cutting out certain carbohydrates. And also, but I live alone, and because of that, I tend to eat. It's not an, well, it's a reason, if not a proper excuse, but I don't tend to eat very healthy food all the time. So I can spend enough money on a couple of takeaways a week, perhaps, or just convenience foods, whereas I should do a shop. By a shop, I mean getting in the foods that I want to eat for the week, taking time to think about those foods, and enjoying the process of making those foods up into meals, cooking vegetables, more fruit, pasta, that sort of thing, as opposed to the quick and convenience processed foods that I tend to purchase for quickness and convenience. Anyway, I shall see how it goes. And thanks, Dean. Thanks, Clive, and for your boost to inspire this one and to give me some thought on how I can monitor my own levels of fitness and how I can get back into some sort of regime, albeit nothing too strenuous, of getting back to my peak fitness. As always, if applicable, God bless.